It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
And welcome into the Chadron State Sports Journal. I'm your host, Dave Collins, for our Wednesday night episode, as always brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Really glad to have quarterback Preston Pearson joining us here from the Chadron State football team today on the show. Preston, welcome. Good to have you in the studio. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming in. You guys are so busy this time of year, school and football, and we're traveling this week, so appreciate you making the time. You've been really having a phenomenal season. Let's get into that first, and then some stuff about you that the fans would like to know too, some kind of cool facts and things. Last Saturday, best game of your CSC career, 5 touchdown passes and over 300 yards throwing. How did it feel to break out and have such a huge game?
Yeah, it felt great. As an offense going out there and executing the game plan, I thought that the O-line had their best game of the year, moving people around, creating seams for those running backs. And, you know, Jake, Rylan, Brock, and Devin got a little playing time at the end. I thought they all did great, breaking arm tackles. I think we had 2 rushing touchdowns as well. And on the outside, you know, all the wideouts were making plays. They were blocking well on the perimeter, making contested catches for me. And, personally, it was nice just to go out there and see the game plan be executed and all the work that we put in throughout the week. I don't really think about numbers and stats and stuff like that. I just go out there and worry about executing my job. When you go out there, take care of the ball, get to the ball to where it needs to go, you know, good things will happen and those numbers will come. So
you looked really comfortable on Saturday, and you look more and more comfortable as you get more and more playing time. Is that the case? Are you feeling more comfortable out there in the offense and with what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, each week I feel a little bit more comfortable out there, just getting more reps. You know, I felt comfortable with the game plan this week. I liked everything that we put in. And moving forward, I think it'll just keep getting better and better, you know, feeling more comfortable in my role because it was kind of changing at the beginning. And, just getting reps with those guys.
Quarterback Preston Pearson on the CSC Sports Journal here tonight. And you talked about the wide receivers making plays. Tommy Thomas making a ton of plays this year with you, throwing him the football. You guys hit for 4 passing touchdowns on Saturday. Can you tell us about that connection you guys have, you know, on the field as well as off the field too, and to how it's turned into something so special on Saturdays?
Yeah, Tommy Thomas is a great player. He's one of those guys that you love him if he's on your team and you hate him if he's on a different team.
Right.
He can do everything that you want him to do. He can run, jump, you know, his great hands, blocks on the outside well. And so having him out there for me is just, it takes a little bit of pressure off me because I know I don't have to put the ball in a perfect spot. He's going to go out there and make plays for me. And I just have to really get in a general area for him. You know, I think that first ball I threw to him in Fort Lewis was about 20 yards short, and he had to come back and made a play, made a few guys miss, and then took it to the end zone. So, you know, having him out there is just great for me, great for the offense, and, you know, all our wideouts. Outside of football, you know, he's a great person. Came in together with him 2021, played on scout team. And, you know, building that relationship, not just as teammates, but as buddies and friends and hanging out with each other, throwing over the summers. And, I just can't say enough about Tommy Tom.
Yeah, what was it like on scout team when you two were kind of building together and, you know, you put on some muscle, put on some weight, gotten some experience? You've grown up together as CSC Eagles. What were some of the scout team days like with you and Tommy?
Yeah, if you saw Tommy when he came in, he was just stick and bones. Like, he didn't have anything to him. Now he's pretty muscular, moves good weight in the weight room. But, I remember coming in and we were doing intros and his name was Tommy Tom Thomas, and I just couldn't believe that. But, over the course of the year, Tommy was just making plays on scout team. He got scout team player of the year. You know, I thought that's where the connection really started, was on scout team. And I think it's a huge developmental period for us. And we both excelled and got a lot better from where we came in at.
Well, you guys are clicking on the football field. It's been great to watch. You had 18 targets with him a couple of games ago, and there are going to be a lot more coming up and on Saturday, too, I'm sure, as we visit with quarterback Preston Pearson of the Shadron State Eagles. We're headed to Adams State this week, Preston, and have another team left in Highlands, too, that you guys beat last year. You know, after Saturday, taking care of Fort Lewis once again, it's got to be a confident thing for you guys moving forward, knowing you've got some teams that you've beaten in the past and that are ahead of you and hopefully can start rolling.
Yeah, I think we're a very confident group, especially the offensive output we had last game. I think that that gives our unit a lot of confidence. You know, the special teams and defense has been great all year, and the offense is starting to get better each week and starting to put up points, move the chains. And so I believe that, you know, all season we've been confident. We had a tough stretch of games at the beginning of the year. We played some really good teams, and the scoreboard might not have shown it, but we've been confident. We've been getting better each week, getting more comfortable with our game plans and our roles. And I think we have a great chance of, you know, making a run at this the last half of the season, getting some wins in the win column, and just having a great end of the year.
Yeah, it's really starting to find some nice footing now, seeing you guys move ahead. Just like last year, tough really early part of the schedule. You got rolling in that second half and finished strong as we visit with Preston Pearson. And I mentioned we're heading to Adams State. We go on the road trips. I start thinking about all that good road trip food and those places, hotels we stay at, different stuff like that, what the road trips are like, the stadiums. You haven't been to Adams State yet, have you?
Nope.
Okay.
Not yet.
So first trip for you to Rec Stadium in Alamosa. What's been your favorite road trip so far in playing in a couple seasons here at Shadron?
I like all the road trips. You know, anytime you can spend a few hours with your buddies uninterrupted, just talking, having fun, it's a great time. But one that stands out is probably Fort Lewis from last year. You know, that area is just beautiful, Durango. And it was our first win of the season, my first win as a Shadron Eagle, put on the uniform. And on the way back, I'm going to have to study my Colorado geography a little bit, but we stopped somewhere like a big valley where when all the leaves were changing and took a team picture there. And, you know, just looked at the nature for a little bit, and that was really cool. So I would say probably Fort Lewis from last year is my favorite so far.
Yeah, beautiful part of the country this time of year with the leaves changing. We'll see more of those heading to Alamosa this week and back. And that was a cool moment last year, taking the picture right there with the team that we had up on social media. Let's look at your high school days, too. You're from Nebraska, and it's always cool when we get Nebraska guys coming over to stay in-state and play on this side of the state at Shadron State. Get some panhandle kids, Rylan Awayo from Mitchell, one that comes to mind quickly. But you're from Carney. So a little further out towards the central and eastern part of the state, you're a Kearney High School Bearcat, all-state player with those guys. What game do you remember the most about your Nebraska high school football playing days?
Yeah, I'd say the game I remember most is our quarterfinal win against Bellevue West. Previously, they had been undefeated, won state the year before. And we actually played them earlier on in the year, and I think we lost 49-0, 49-7.
Wow.
It was not close. And I remember talking to my high school buddies after that, and we were thinking, you know, we're going to get another shot at these guys, and we know we didn't play our best game, but we're going to go out there and fix it. And it just so happened out, the brackets came out, we were able to play them in the quarterfinals, and we ended up winning 41-40 in double overtime on a two-point conversion, which was, you know, pretty electric. It was nice to have, you know, all my friends and family there and just experience that with my high school buddies. And that's probably what I remember most.
Yeah, what a great memory and a great game to have back in your high school days. And being from Kearney, what made your decision to come out here to Shadron State College? Why'd you choose to come out here towards the West?
When I took a visit out here, you know, I just instantly fell in love with the coaching staff. Really relatable. They're all very young. You know, just being able to talk to them and see, you know, our facilities and talk to a few players, you know, it just felt like home. I went on other visits, but, you know, nothing compared to what we have here at Shadron. It made my decision pretty easy.
That's great. Shadron State sold in pretty quick. Quarterback Preston Pearson here on the CSC Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank. Let's get to know you a little bit more, Preston, kind of still sports-wise, but also outside of it a bit. What are some NFL, some college teams and players that you like or follow? Or like surprisingly still to me, some players tell me they don't really watch a lot of the sport that they play, but I got a feeling you like watching more football.
Yeah, I love watching football. Being from Central Nebraska, you know, growing up a diehard Husker fan.
Yeah.
Every Saturday I was on the TV, but now, you know, playing on Saturdays, can't watch them as much, but anytime they're on there, I'll throw them on the TV and cheer for them, you know. There's actually another Kearney kid that's playing quarterback for him right now, so that's pretty cool, you know, being able to watch him and have success.
Did you guys, in different classes, obviously didn't play each other in high school, but did you and Harburg know each other well in Kearney and talk much or go to camps together or anything like that where you competed against each other?
The only thing that I could say we competed in is, you know, middle school, we'd have like little 4-on-4, 3-on-3 football tournaments at our local high school. So we'd get like some of the Kearney Catholic guys and some of the Kearney High guys, and we'd go out there and just spend an afternoon playing 3-on-3, two-hand touch. Other than that, I wasn't really able to play with him, but, you know, we keep in contact. We're buddies, so it's good to see him have success out there.
Great, great. So then back to the original question, too. Who else do you kind of watch or like in the college or pro game? Huskers, obviously, being from Kearney, that's no surprise.
Yeah, NFL-wise, I'm a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. A lot of people don't like that, but growing up, you know, Tony Romo was my idol. That's all I could think about on Sundays was watching him and the Cowboys play. And, you know, I love Dak Prescott now. I think he's a great person, great quarterback. And then also like watching Josh Allen, you know, Jalen Hurts making plays with their feet as well. And I try to emulate a little bit of that into my game.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas Cowboys, an era before you, were one of my favorite teams. The Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, years of those guys, Russell Maryland on defense. And coming up in that next era, Preston Pearson, a diehard Cowboys fan. Tough night on Sunday. Are they going to be able to rebound after the loss to San Francisco? Do you think that Niners team's pretty good?
Yeah, I hope so. I was doing homework during the game, and every time I looked up from the laptop, we were either turning the ball over or San Francisco was scoring. So, I'm hoping that we can get it turned around this week.
Well, one of the only nights you were glad you had a ton of homework, I'm sure.
Yeah, it took my attention away from the TV. Yeah, it was nice.
Preston Pearson with us here on the CSC Sports Journal show. Preston, we got to talk about the tailgate trailer. If you've been to a CSC football game this year, fans, you've seen it. It's the big Shadron State trailer. It's got all the Eagle colors and logos. It's gray, but then it's got, of course, all the Eagle stuff on the side. That's your dad's tailgate trailer, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was all him. You know, last year when he came up to the games, he had a smaller trailer with just like a griddle on the back of it. You know, during the off season, he sent me a message like, you know, I think I'm going to, you know, up my game a little bit. I'm going to get a real trailer and, you know, make it more of a tailgate experience. And so he bought a little enclosed trailer. You know, it wasn't great at the time. He fixed it up a lot, new wiring, new tires, had to fix some panels on it. Then one day he sent me a picture and he'd gotten it wrapped with the big Eagle wings and the helmet on the back. And I just loved it. I thought it was awesome.
It's sweet.
Yeah. He's a guy that he loves being around people. He loves talking to people, just making an environment that people want to be in. So that's right up his alley, you know, having people come over to the tailgate, just having a good time. And I think it's it'd be hard for me to think of someone who loves the Eagles more than I do at this time. But, you know, he's close up there. He loves being out there watching us, tailgating before the game, talking to all the guys. And, you know, I'm really appreciative of all that he's done and coming to watch me play and the rest of my family as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make a trip out over there before the game and have a taste of some of that good food and see what's going on. He's got the TV, I think, hanging down, too, yep, with some games on. What's on the grill over there usually? What does he like to cook at the tailgate?
I'd say the food's more of my mom's job. He gets everything set up. But, you know, we had tacos one week. This last Saturday, we had hot dogs. I couldn't tell you for the away games, but I'm sure they always have something good up there and a whole bunch of appetizers and you know, drinks and everything. So
yeah,
it's a great time up there.
Yeah, that's what was cool too. We did kind of the bus drive through Eagle Walk at Colorado Mines and circled through our tailgaters, and they had the trailer and all the fans up there enjoying that day. That was cool. So yeah, if you come up to the tailgate, fans, into the games, you'll see Preston's dad with the tailgate trailer. Stop by, wave, and say hello to him. He's a big time Eagle fan. All right. So what is your major, Preston, here at CSC? What kind of stuff do you want to do outside of college when you're done, you graduate, and career-wise?
Yeah, I'm a human biology major here. I'm part of the RHOP program, so basically that's just a program where you get automatic entrance into UNMC, the medical center in Omaha or Kearney.
Yeah, great school.
Yeah, and so I would like to be a physician assistant, so I got two more years here to finish my undergraduate, and then I'll go to UNMC in 2 years there, and then hopefully get a job somewhere in Nebraska working as a physician assistant. That's my goal.
Awesome. That's a great goal. Great goal. What kind of mark ultimately do you want to leave on CSC football here? You've still got two more years to play. You've had a lot of really good things happening out there on the field, and it's nice to know we got two more years with you under center and on this team. What do you want to do? What's your legacy? What do you want to have that be?
Yeah, I find myself asking myself this a couple times, you know. I want to be known as a winner, you know, but doing it the right way. Winning in the classroom, winning in the weight room, winning out on the field, and helping others to try to achieve their best as well. And so when I get done here, I want people to look back and, you know, say Preston was a good guy. But when Saturdays came around, he went out there and did his job and ended up getting wins. So that's how I'd like to be remembered.
That's terrific. Well, you're well on your way to that, Preston. Appreciate you coming in for the show tonight. It's been a lot of fun getting to know you and share your story with the fans. Can't wait to see you play at Alamosa this week. And that tailgate trailer, we'll see that wherever the Eagles are as well. Preston Pearson, our guest tonight on the CSC Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank. Preston, thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Go Eagles.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
Hey, Alliance and Hemingford. Dustin Chester here, Vice President of Nebraska Bank. Our teams at Nebraska Bank take pride in providing our customers with both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each individual customer. We review your situation and your goals to determine your best route to financial success. With four Panhandle locations, our experienced teams are ready to serve as your professional and personal financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.